This is Northwest News from KPLU. Officials overseeing the replacement of Seattle's Alaskan Way Viaduct are trying to tamp down safety concerns, but they weren't able to come up with an easy answer for when people should start to worry. KPLU's Gabriel Spitzer explains.
The viaduct is sinking. It dipped about an inch and a quarter in mid-November. That's nothing very new. It's been a problem at least since the Nisqually quake in 2001, and engineers have kept a close eye on it during the Highway 99 tunnel project. The question is how much settlement poses a safety hazard. Washington transportation officials used to say 6 inches was the threshold, but now they say it's much more complicated. City Council member Mike O'Brien asked for clarity from WashDOT's Todd Trepanier several times.
WashDOT has failed to actually articulate what is the threshold, other than to say, trust us, we will let you know when we cross it.
The reason it's not just a 6 inches as we describe, it really is a case by case.
A big concern would be to find the viaduct is settling unevenly, which can bend the structure out of shape. Officials and engineers say they've seen only tiny amounts of that deformation, nothing to worry about yet. But they had only general answers for how much of it would force them to shut the viaduct down. They'll talk more about that next week. The city council has asked them to come back and discuss how an emergency closure would work. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.